Eternity Daily Bible Study number 241. This is part of the Living in Christ series, where we are going through Ephesians chapters 4 to 6. This is number 2 in the series, and we are looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. Today's topic is the basis of Christian unity. You can subscribe to Eternity Daily Bible Study by going to www.aibi.ph/eternity. www.aibi.ph/eternity. Today's passage is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Now all born-again Christians share a basic existential unity in the Spirit. The foundations of our life in Christ are the same for all, and are invariant through time and culture. Though we may belong to different churches, denominations and organizations, we are a part of one body, the body of Christ. Even though we may express ourselves in 100 different ways, we are indwelt by the one Holy Spirit. Even though we may have different tasks, we all have one common hope in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and one common calling to be like Christ. Even though we may have diverse teachers and leaders, we have only one Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though we may believe differently about certain non-essential matters, there is only one faith in the crucified, risen, ascended, and soon returning Lord Jesus Christ. While our theology may vary, there is only one God that we are trying to describe and to know, and he is the God and Father of us all. And all born-again Christians relate to God in the same three basic ways. He is above us all, through us all, and in us all, binding us together as one in himself. So outwardly and organizationally, we are diverse. But in the Spirit and in Christ, we are one. This spiritual unity manifests itself in times of persecution. Then we do not care so much whether someone is a Baptist or a Pentecostal or an Anglican, but only that they are a true believer in the Lord. Now we tend to sing the same songs and study the same theological textbooks and visit the same internet sites and work for the same interdenominational missions. In fact, I used to lecture at both a Baptist and an Assemblies of God seminary. I took similar teaching in both, taught out of the same texts, and the Baptists thought I was a great Baptist, and the Pentecostals thought I was one of them. But both thought each other's seminary was plain wrong, while in fact, they were getting much the same lessons. We are much closer than we think. Both Baptists and Pentecostals believe in being Spirit-filled, in the sense of Ephesians 5:18. Both believe in spiritual warfare. Both believe in the Trinity, the necessity of conversion, believers' baptism, and so forth. There is much more that unites us than that which divides us. Since this is so, then we ought to put differences aside and forbear one another in love. Let's do some maths. If each of us has 85% of our theology correct, that still leaves 15% each that is debatable, or a maximum of 30% difference where two parties are involved. That's 15% from one party and 15% from the other. They can be 85% right, and we can be 85% right, and there still can be substantial differences. Now we have to learn to live with those differences, as long as they do not affect the core doctrines about Christ. No one can deny fundamental doctrines such as the incarnation, the divinity of Jesus, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the physical return of Christ without stepping outside of the Christian faith and fellowship. There can be no spiritual unity with false teachers, cults, or other religions. But there can be great spiritual unity between born-again, Bible-believing Christians, whether they are Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Anglican, Pentecostal, or Charismatic. In fact, there is more unity between born-again people of different denominations than between born-again people and unsaved people within a single denomination. We all have unsaved people in our pews, and some of those have been there a long time. While they may be part of our local church, they are not part of the body of Christ. The body of Christ is made up of those who have Christ in their hearts through faith, and it transcends denominational and organizational boundaries. There are born-again, Bible-believing Catholics, Orthodox, Protestant, and Charismatic Christians. These are all part of the body of Christ. Thus, no single church can claim ownership of the gospel or to be the sole dispenser of the grace of God. Thus, we should seek unity with and develop tolerance and acceptance of other born-again, Bible-believing Christians, and enter into a gracious dialogue with them over areas of difference. On the other hand, heretics, liberal theologians, false teachers, and other religions are not brethren, and in fact, they may even be demonic. For passages to check that, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 20 and 21, or 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. These are to be firmly corrected in all meekness, once or twice, then left alone. References there are 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, and 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. We should be in the unity that builds up the body of Christ, and yet separated from all lies and wickedness, so that we may walk in righteousness and truth. This balance between unity and separation is captured in the Epistle to the Hebrews in chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Follow after peace with all men, and the sanctification without which no man shall see the Lord. Thus we are to pursue peace with all men, Buddhists, Muslims, and anyone on the face of this earth. Yet in this pursuit of peace, we are to never compromise our essential holiness, without which we cannot see God.